A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread, and after he had given thanks, broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes." The word of the Lord. Which body of Christ shall we celebrate today? The physical body of Christ? We've been celebrating that for some time now. Last Christmas, we celebrated the birth of that body into our world at Bethlehem. Later, we celebrated his epiphany, his recognition as the promised one, not only of his own people, but of the whole world. Then we celebrated his presentation in the Jewish temple. As ordinary time began, we celebrated his adult life of preaching and miracle working among his own people. In the Lenten and Easter seasons, we celebrated his passion, death, resurrection, and ascension, the end of his physical life here on earth. Yet, that was not the end of Christ's life with us. Before he died, he gave us his presence in another way. Taking bread and wine at his last meal with his disciples, he told them that this would be his presence in body and blood for them in the future. We celebrated that Eucharistic presence on Holy Thursday, and we continue that celebration today, rejoicing that Christ is as really present for us now as he was to his first followers 2,000 years ago. He remains active in our lives through his presence in the sacraments of the Church, Eucharist most of all, but also in baptism, confirmation, reconciliation, orders, marriage, and anointing. There is still another body of Christ among us, however, that we began to celebrate 2 weeks ago on Pentecost. It is his mystical body, the Church itself. The Church, of course, is not so much celebrated as it is celebrating. While originating in Christ's physical body and sustained by his sacramental body, it is this body of Christ that makes God's continued saving action known to the world through the worship and loving presence of its members. So today, we celebrate as well the body of Christ that we are when we carry out his mission in time. I find a connection among the three feasts that we observe on these three successive Sundays. Today we rejoice especially in Christ's Eucharistic body. Pentecost marks the beginning of his mystical body, the Church. Trinity Sunday gives me a way of understanding the relationship of these three bodies of Christ among themselves. Within the Trinity, the Father is the origin, the ground, as it were, of the other two persons and of the creation that follows. The Son is the source of restoration to the Father of all that has fallen away from him through sin. The Holy Spirit is the sustaining force of our ongoing response to Christ's creating and saving outreach to struggling humanity in and through the Church. In a parallel way, the physical body of Christ is the ground, the origin of his presence among us. In his Eucharistic presence, we can recognize, celebrate, and adore his continuing presence among us. In his mystical body, which we are, we bring to our contemporary world awareness and experience of the love we recognize in the physical life of Jesus and which we celebrate and adore in his sacramental life within us. So today, let us celebrate the whole and undivided body of Christ, the Jesus who suffered, died, and rose again so many centuries ago, the Jesus whom we adore in Eucharist, and his presence within us as we go about the work of the Church.